You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
This is a Crowd Podcast. You're listening to Fucks Given, the one where we talk all about OnlyFans. Oh my god. Hi, Reed.
Hi, Florence. How are you doing today?
I'm good. Just went to a spin class, got very sweaty.
Oh, very nice. I did a workout today too.
Oh, look at us.
I know. What the fuck is wrong with us? Jesus Christ.
Looking after our bodies and our mental health. Wow.
I hate it, but as much as I hate it, I can't deny that it does make me feel so much better about life.
It does. It really does.
Get them endorphins.
Exercise is everything for my mental health. So
yeah, it's just the hardest part is like getting there. Is doing it. Is like just before you start. That's the hard part. The get up.
Yeah, exactly. But when you're in there, I mean, being in a spin class is like being tortured. Yeah. But afterwards, you're like, I fucking did that.
I don't know how you do it. I don't know why. It's just punishment.
It gets out all your kind of frustration and anger because you can then like, I don't know, you just move through something in spin class.
Fuck. All right. That sounds like
anyway, let's stop talking about spin. Mm-hmm. But you had an exciting update, didn't you, Reed?
I do indeed. So over the weekend, we had a threesome. Yay! And it was lovely. It was less about like date and fucking and more about hanging out and enjoying each other's company and then with this slice of sex on the side. Which is nice.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's not really the usual MOT for a threesome, is it?
Yeah. So it's still the same lovely girl that we met off of Field. And we actually, I moved our plans on Friday because I wasn't feeling good. I was feeling quite like not secure, basically. And so yeah. I wanted to have an evening with Sam, and that was actually really lovely, really nice. And then we rearranged it to the Saturday and she came over to mine and Sam wasn't there. Sam was out and we hung out together and just chilled and chatted. And then Sam joined us later and we ended up watching the Eurovision together and having a little drink, had some food as well, which was, I like having food on a date. Like I'm a food person on a date. And then, yeah, just had like a really nice, wonderful, lovely experience, you know. And there was a bit of like strap-on swapping as well because she had never used a strap-on before, and this was like after we all fucked.
Oh, that's cool.
And I was like, well, do you want to have a go, do you want to fuck me with a strap-on? She was like, yeah, okay. And then she fucked me and then we swapped and then I fucked her, and Sam's at the side just watching it like he's already come and just like, what the fuck is going on? Oh my god, this is amazing. Like, you know, like in awe. And it was just so lovely.
And did she enjoy doing the strap-on?
Yeah, I think so. I think she enjoyed it. She did. From what I gathered, from what she was telling me in her body, she definitely enjoyed it. But today I'm going to check in on her because I think it's important to check in, especially because in a threesome situation where you are the couple, there's already a slight power, what's it called? Power imbalance?
Yeah, definitely.
Not always, but it's something to be aware of when you are in the couple and you have a single person coming into your couple threesome, because they might feel like they can't behave the way that they should because they don't want to upset the balance or whatever. So yeah, I'm going to check in with her today and ask her, like, was the aftercare okay? Did you need more cuddles? Do you need more love? Like,
oh, that's such a good idea. I think that's really important.
Yeah. I love a check-in anyway, especially with a, like, where there has been a purposeful power imbalance, like a domination submission mm-hmm. session or something like that. I think, well, check-ins are important anyway. You've got to check in, especially if you've had like really rough sex or done some like crazy role play. Check in from both people, not just like men on women, women to men. Like, it's got to be all genders. Check in all genders. It's important.
I feel like check-in should just be a norm for all sex.
Yeah, it should be. But we don't normalize it. When you have like sloppy drunk sex, you're almost so embarrassed and anxious. And the last thing you want to do is be like, hey, so how was the sex for you? Because you're scared about the answer.
Yeah.
When really you've got to be like, well, it might not have been great because like we're human, mistakes happen. So I just want to check in.
So true.
Did you get what you need? Is everything okay? Oh, that, I feel like that would solve so many world problems.
Oh my God. Yeah. Yeah, it really would. Mm-hmm. What was the sex like? So what was the threesome? Tell us a little bit more.
So threesome, it's just, oh God, I just can't describe it. It's just so lovely. It's a very equal threesome that we have. It's very much like kissing one another, and it's very nice and slow and sensual, and a lot of compliments throughout, a lot of care and compliments to each other, which is really sweet. So my next, while I check in, I'm also going to ask, like, what are your thoughts on kinky stuff, you know?
Move it up.
Yeah, we both like, we all fell into a bit of kinky game role play where both, let's call it S, both S and I ended up playing like naughty little brats, and we were like, oh yeah, shall we make him come? Yeah, like it was so much fun. So that was really nice. That was a bit.
That sounds cool.
Yeah, that was like more the kinky side. But now I need to be like, so what are your thoughts on like full bondage? You know, I gotta ask about that. But
if you had someone else involved in your threesome and it was kinky, would you be dominant or submissive?
Oh my goodness, this is really hard because I'm not sure. My comfortable place would be to be dominant, but my vulnerable and most pleasurable place would be to be submissive, to have like two doms gang up on me. That would be like the ultimate fantasy dream, but I don't know if I'm gonna be there yet, you know? This is scary. So yeah, that was my exciting update. Cute. Yeah, I know you mentioned you wanted to talk about libido, but I don't know whether to bring this up early, but yeah, like I feel like since the threesome, my libido has skyrocketed, even though the threesome wasn't necessarily something that I masturbate over or that I'm extremely horny over. It's just, it's almost like brought sex into the forefront of my mindset and reminded me and connected me to my body again. And my libido's like, and also it really fucking helps that I've just finished my period and my body's like, oh my God, you ready? Yeah. Ovulation, bitch.
That's the fucking week for high libidos.
This is the week, Florence. I feel like you're going to get a lot of me not being able to cope with my libido this week.
Oh my God, that was me 2 weeks ago and I didn't even get laid.
No,
I was so frustrated.
I feel like when your libido's high, I feel your libido like exuding through the podcast and I'm like, I get turned on. I hope I can do the same for you and then you get some, get laid. Like that would be great.
Yeah, because with my libido, what I notice is that if I'm having regular sex, it gets really high no matter what time of the month it is. It's just like it kind of just starts peaking, so I'm like, my mind's like, oh, you're having sex so you can have more sex. I've always experienced in relationships that I just want to have sex all the time. If I'm into my partner, which one would hope you were if you were in a relationship, I always constantly want sex. And I'm quite unsatiable as well. And I hardly ever find anyone that's on my level.
Yeah, that
my
can
ex
keep up.
Was And that was great. Mm-hmm. Although he even said to me a couple of times, like, sometimes I'm worried I can't keep up with you. And I'm like, you're doing fine.
Yeah, you're doing all right. Just fuck me when I want.
You're doing fine. Yeah. Yeah. But I do find it becomes an issue with people that I'm seeing, because I'm like, I'm starting to want more sex. And then I discover that other people have different libidos to me.
Yeah, that's tough. It's really tough, especially when at the beginning you want the libido to match up so perfectly. And often or not, yeah, at the very beginning it does, because you can't keep your hands off, yeah, of each other. But then when...
That's how it should be.
When it settles, everyone's libidos are different and they go through different, yeah, phases at different times as well.
It depends on what's going on in your life, so like so many things. Mm-hmm. So if you're like this week, I'm particularly like busy with work, so sex isn't really on my mind.
Yeah.
But if I'm having like a week where I guess I don't have much on, then sex will probably be on my mind a lot more as well.
Yeah. Well, we'll find out about this week. Because I sometimes feel like when you've got loads of work to do and your brain's just like, all it can think about is sex, it's really unhelpful.
You know what? I'm just about to start my period. So I think I'm at the lowest point of my libido, yeah, right now.
I think that's been me for maybe the past couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Because I was like, oh, I don't want to have sex. Like, I'm not really feeling it. I want comfort over sex. That's what I wanted.
Yeah.
And I feel like that was definitely hormonal imbalances or where my mental health was at. And so, yeah, that's why I needed that time with, yeah, Sam. And I felt like that. I felt like I don't want sex. I just want to be cuddled. I just want to be held and looked after. And now I've gone over that hurdle of mental health, hormones. Like, then
fuck,
yeah,
me.
And I'm like, fuck me. Exorcist style.
Yeah, you know, actually, what I do feel like, because I'm so busy, do you ever get this? When you're so busy, you're like, I just want to be out of control. Like, I don't want any control,
yeah,
for like a, yeah, few, yeah, hours.
Yeah, just
like,
mind
just take
switch
it
off.
All,
yeah,
away from me. I want to be
escapism
in subspace.
Yes, yeah, yeah. Just fucking own me. Tell me what to do. I don't want to think.
Make
I just want to do. Yeah.
Yeah. Just make me scream in pain and pleasure and I will,
Florence,
be quite happy.
Stop, please.
Oh, you're too horny for me to even say.
Yeah, you, like, you can't. I'm not even into pain, but like, this is turning me on.
I'm, yeah, like, I have a date sadism tonight. I'm just crossing my fingers and my toes that I get laid and I can be in that subspace.
Yes, please, Florence. Have there been like any sort of sex chat beforehand? Anything that might indicate that the evening might go that way?
There was some last week, mm-hmm, but I haven't really spoken to him about that today.
Yeah, yeah. I suppose it's normal. On the day of the date, you don't really chat much.
No.
I found that.
I mean, I'm just too, like, my mind's just not in there. I'm like, I don't know where my brain is at the moment, but it's not anywhere, really.
It's just not anywhere.
It's just not anywhere. Yeah. Can't focus on anything right now.
Yeah. Well, then that means hopefully you can just stay present in the moment,
yes,
and,
yes,
enjoy whatever it is
one
to come.
One thing at a time.
Yeah, one thing at a time. And I hope you get laid. And it's good.
Yeah, but me too. Just spank me.
Spank me, please. Maybe. I mean, could do like the little hand emoji, the one that's like with the little peach. See you later, peach spank.
See you later. Yeah.
I mean, that still wouldn't be efficiently communicating. It would be...
I did put some nice lingerie on,
oh,
I'm not
nice
going to lie. Look, I've got like
hello
a little white set peeking out.
Very cute. If you're not watching this on YouTube, you're all missing out.
Yeah. Honestly.
I thought we both dressed for the OnlyFans episode, didn't we? You can't really see,
yeah,
but
a little bit.
You can semi-see my nips through this top.
Yep, nips are on show.
Actually, it's more just like shadow, but...
Shall we talk about OnlyFans?
She had me clitnetized.
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop. and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand. And even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
It's been a while since we've had a good chat about OnlyFans and sex mm-hmm. work in general.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, like, yeah, if you're selling sexual images and photos on OnlyFans, that puts you under the umbrella of sex work, of being a sex
yeah.
worker. Of course, you don't have to call yourself a sex worker because there is still so much stigma around it and so much, like,
yeah.
badness, which obviously it's not bad.
OnlyFans has been popping off. And mm-hmm. we were having a conversation the other day that whenever we mention to friends, like new acquaintances, that we have an OnlyFans, like we immediately just get so much interest and like a bombardment of like questions, like, can I see your page?
Yeah,
and
it's like, so interesting. There's like, there's almost this kind of positive outlook on OnlyFans. It's if I say to somebody I'm a yeah. sex worker, they're like, oh, okay, well, what's that like? If I say I have an OnlyFans, they're like, oh, yeah. okay, tell me more. They're way more positive about it. And again, that's
yeah.
just, I feel that's just because of the way that we've seen OnlyFans in the news, in the media, mm-hmm. the fact that celebrities have OnlyFans accounts. It's way more accepted than saying, yeah, I'm a sex worker and I sell photos and images online. People don't yeah. like that shit. They want the OnlyFans. Yeah.
Just OnlyFans. Which I don't know whether that's slightly problematic.
Yeah, it's discrimination, really.
Yeah.
It's almost like that weird hierarchy of like, oh yeah, I would do OnlyFans, but I wouldn't be a sex worker. No.
Yeah.
I would do OnlyFans, but I wouldn't like sell naughty videos. Like, it makes no sense.
I hear a lot of jokes about OnlyFans as well. Like, I was watching this movie yesterday called Senior Year or something mm-hmm. with Rebel Wilson.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, which was actually quite a jokes, like, feel-good film.
Was it amazing?
But, like, there was a moment where she was like, well, I could either go back to school or start an OnlyFans account. And they were just like, whoa, no, like, why would you need to start an OnlyFans account?
But
it was, like, a joke.
Yeah.
Like, a running joke.
Yeah, shit. I mean, she's not wrong, like.
Yeah.
a lot of people have paid for their school because it's insanely expensive these days.
Yeah, OnlyFans has given a lot of people the ability to earn that extra cash on the side.
Yeah, especially through
to help
lockdown.
Support themselves.
I know so mm-hmm. many people that started an OnlyFans, so many normal job people, normie people. Mm-hmm. What did, we had a guest
Squares.
On. Squares, yes. Danica from,
yeah.
from 50 Plus a Tip, she was calling them Squares.
The squares,
yeah, the squares
who made OnlyFans.
The 9-to-5ers. Well, it's actually 9-to-6ers now, isn't it?
Jeez.
Yeah, it's the general change.
Work hard, play hard.
In it. I feel like a lot of the 9-to-6ers, when they got furloughed, they fell back on OnlyFans and it really helped them have a source of income. Not just a source of income, but also made them have a purpose and feel less less like they had no direction. They had something to mm-hmm. do during lockdown. A lot of my friends had OnlyFans and now that they're out of furlough and lockdown or a lot of freelancers actually fall back on OnlyFans when their work isn't picking up, which is fucking amazing because freelancers just have no help. It's literally
that's
like
kind of
you're on your own.
Why I did it?
Yes, yeah.
Really, in the beginning, because I had just at the end of 2019, I stopped being full time director. I decided to be part time director as well as everything that we do here. And when COVID happened, obviously, like all those freelance directing jobs dried up. So I was like, well, why don't I just dabble back into sex work, because it wasn't the first time I had done it because we used a webcam.
Yeah, and we had a good time webcamming. It was very fun. It was nerve-wracking at the time when we started, but once you get used to
so
it,
different.
Yeah, OnlyFans as well is kind of what you make it. I mean, webcamming too. You can go on there and just chat if you want to. You can go on there and just show your nips, or you can go full-fledged, like have full like orgies on there, depending on what you're comfortable with. And it's the same with OnlyFans. You can have an OnlyFans, which what they're trying to push is like, sell your gym videos. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or you can do what Florence and I do and sell sexual content on there. But again, we even have separate levels. We have sort of found what we're comfortable with putting out there.
Yeah, I feel like my page is a very typical girl next door OnlyFans.
Yeah, but that's sexy.
I've been told that's my look.
Yeah, but girl next door is hot, where it's like you could literally live next to you and see you smiling and helloing every day, and yet you go onto the OnlyFans and you're like, get to see the naked bod.
Innocent.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
The naked bad day. What are your levels? Have they changed throughout the years?
Yes. I think I started off very just like it was just kind of like sexy pictures, and then like the nudity levels increased basically throughout time. But I think it was kind of like seeing what I felt comfortable with putting out there. And like, obviously the longer you're on it, the more you can kind of feel into what the impact of having OnlyFans is going to have on your life, on your family, on, you know, your
partners,
job,
relationships.
Yeah, partners, etc.
And also like what you're happy with mentally, because it can be a mind fuck. You could put out an explicit image that maybe you're pushing yourself to test, and then be suddenly so scared that someone's going to copy it and put it out there and then never do it again, you know?
Or you
find content out there that people have searched for and leaked for free, and then you're like, oh shit, no, I don't want that out there. And you can't help people that leak, so then you end up going back down a level. And what level is basically like, they use it a lot in adult work and in porn, where it's like, what are your levels? Do you do boy girl, do you do girl? Oh sorry, it's like girl solo, girl girl, boy girl, and then it goes up to anal, orgies, gangbang, you know, that kind of thing. It kind of goes up like that. And it's the same with OnlyFans, where you have levels of, I mean, it's all sort of unwritten rules of tasteful nudity or implied nude, where you're naked but you don't see anything. And then it could be like, maybe your boobs are out, maybe your nipples are there, or next level could be showing pussy. Next level could be showing like open pussy, open legs, spread pussy. Next level could be spreading anus.
Everyone wants to see the butthole. The amount of messages.
Everyone loves butthole.
We get.
I love butthole. I would say first level of that, loads of people have done this, started up an OnlyFans for just their feet, for just people who have foot fetishes, because it's...
Oh my God, I have so many messages about like feet, but I'm like, I just... quite bothered.
Yeah,
I know it's so stupid because it's like so easy, but at the same time I'm like, I want my feet to be like pedicured and
perfect,
like,
and that's the
nice
thing. They just don't care unless you do customs for them and not have it on your main feed, because putting it on your main feed only,
I feel, it puts other people off.
Yeah, it really does. People either love it or they hate it.
Yeah,
they're just like, I don't why am I seeing your feet, why am I paying for this? Or they have a fetish and it's the best thing they can possibly see, more sexier than a fucking vagina.
It's a weird one, isn't it? Yeah, I've kind of like toyed with my levels in different ways. So like, I started doing like ASMR videos where I talk very graphically about my sexual experiences and like do jerk off instruction videos.
Yeah, JOI, and, like, I love them.
Kind of erotic stories and stuff like that. And like recently I've kind of merged that into a new thing that I'm doing with my followers and fans on there, where they write in an erotic story about me.
That's cool.
And I read it out, like lying on my bed, like looking sexy in lingerie. So we have a bit of like a collaborative thing going on. But other than
really
that,
cool.
I just put, it's kind of cute. I just wanted to do something like a little bit different on there, as I'm not putting like open leg pussy on. So like, I did a video where I described what my pussy looked like instead.
Oh, nice.
So it's like, because me sexually, I love imagination. So I feel like I love to tease my fans, and I love to get them to think about having sex with me rather than like seeing it all on display.
Yeah.
So I think I mean, I've done like paid per view of like sucking on a dildo and stuff like that. Mm. But that's kind of the most explicit, I would say, I've gone. I show like nudity without seeing a butthole or my vagina.
Yeah. The community on there is just so different to all other communities. Mm-hmm. I mean, it makes sense that they're paying to see you. They're going to be polite, respectful, and they're going to, they're on there to see you and to see the real you. It's kind of, it's got rid of this idea of like fake porn, because we all know that's fake now. I think most of us do. And it sort of created this very real space where you can actually message the person that you fantasize about and have them create something with you.
Yes. And for it's really fun.
I mean, my subscribers are beautiful. Yeah. The comments are always so lovely, and they're always they're big supporters.
Mm-hmm. Very respectful, usually.
Yeah, usually respectful. Yeah.
What are your levels? Because I know that you go. You have you done like boy girl?
Yes. So
have you done sex online? Have you done a sex tape?
I have done a sex tape, but I'm still deciding whether or not it should go on OnlyFans, because a lot of my content gets leaked.
I was going to say, you're the one that wants to be a porn star. I mean, you are a porn star.
I am a porn star. Thanks. Best compliment ever. I do boy-girl content on there, but most of the boy-girl content I put up on there goes to, it's like a pay-per-view video. So yeah, my levels have really ranged. Most of the stuff that I do is completely nude, like I do a lot of like gym stuff and messing around, and I do a lot of strip tease photo sets. Yes. That's like my main thing, where it's like I'll start off in a cute outfit and then slowly take it off and slowly reveal, and I think that's probably the main bulk of my video.
They love that.
My photo content. They love the photo sets. Oh, of course, I have two OnlyFans as well. I have my foot fetish OnlyFans, and I have my sort of normal naked me OnlyFans. And then videos, fun videos. A lot of videos that I'd like to be able to put on Instagram, but I can't. Like me dancing around naked in my flat. Or, you know, just fucking around. Like, a lot of it is just messing about and having fun with it.
I think that's the really cool thing about OnlyFans, is that it doesn't have to be, like, really, like, made up, like, sexy photo sets and stuff. Like, people kind of just want to see the real you.
The reality, yeah. I've found if I do a full photo set, I have lingerie on, I look amazing with, like, light setup, that often enough gets less likes and attention and engagement than if I'm just lying naked in bed taking some photos.
You know what weirdly has happened to me this week is that I don't do many lingerie sets. I kind of just do like kind of everyday nudity or like playing with my boobs. I love playing with my boobs on OnlyFans because I love boob play. Mm-hmm. So it like really turns me on when I'm doing it.
Yes.
But I put up a set in like sheer lingerie, and they fucking loved it.
Wow. Sometimes it's really hard to figure out what your audience wants without, I mean, it's the same with all social media. Like, our jobs are social media, aren't they? So it's guessing what people are going to be interested in. What people love on my, people love the blowjob videos. That's the one that like pops off the most. Of course, because it's like me selflessly pleasuring a man. That's normally, well, it's like the POV blowjob vids. I actually did write an erotic story. The first kind of erotic. I did one. It was a very short one. I did two. I did one where I was doing an erotic story POV girl next door for a bloke. Ooh. And then one where it was POV girl next door for another girl. I put a lot of effort and work into that, and it didn't get as much engagement as you'd hope for. So it's just like, a lot of it is guessing this stuff and trying to figure it out. What people don't seem to realize is that OnlyFans is, maybe I'm patronizing you all, so I'm so sorry if I am. It's a lot of work. It is having a whole business social media account that you have to keep up. I post 6 days a week on both my OnlyFans accounts.
You post 6 days a week.
Six days
a week. I post three.
But then that's over two OnlyFans accounts.
Oh, so, we see so 3 times a week.
So yeah, my normal one, it's like Monday, Wednesday and Friday. And on my foot account, it's Tuesdays and Saturdays. So I'm hoping that
It's a lot of fucking work.
It's a lot of work.
It is.
And I feel like a lot of people who have got an OnlyFans account and they're sort of saying, oh, I haven't really earned much. It's like, well, are you working? Are you doing all the right things? Not just posting up the content people want to see, but also marketing, doing your business plan, putting yourself out there, Twitter, Reddit. Putting yourself on all open social media. I know it's a bit different for us because we already have a sexual platform that people follow. You know, when we started talking about OnlyFans on YouTube, that popped off. You know, that we saw a huge increase in subscribers. But that's because Florence and I had already done the work. We'd already spent all the hours and the weekends and evenings working hard.
8 years
of creating content for social media and YouTube and podcasting.
For free.
For free, yeah. For free. Not getting paid. And so really OnlyFans was like the final payment for that, really.
It was. Mm. Yeah, for all the hard work that we've been putting in.
And my therapist said a really amazing thing recently where I was talking about a lot of people who get OnlyFans and then they lose interest or they don't really get enough money. And she was like, well, they would just lose their job. You know, if this was the real world, they would have been fired by now. And I was like, you're right. We haven't been fired doing this because we're still doing it. But a lot of people...
We've been doing it for fucking long time now.
A lot of people just don't see OnlyFans as like an actual job, you know, because we're not sitting at a desk for 8 hours a day. I'm still sitting there at like fucking midnight doing my posts and creating photo sets and scheduling and marketing and posting about it. It's a lot of fucking work. Anyway, I'm sure no one wants to hear us go on about how much
work.
The good thing is that it doesn't feel like work because we enjoy it so much. There are times, obviously, when we're both like, oh God, I have to post something and I haven't been able to, but...
You know what? I've had phases where I have not been into doing my OnlyFans at all. When I was going through like my really deep like breakup grief, I did not want to be doing my OnlyFans, and I had to.
Yeah, that's
tough. I was
like,
bitch, you have to do this. It's paying your bills.
You have to
turn up. So I did. And you know what? When I actually turned up and I was like, look, I'm going to set out like a shoot day where I do loads of different sets, and then I'll sit there and do some ASMR videos and edit them all, and I scheduled it all up, and then I was like, okay, cool. I've done like 2 days' work, and I just scheduled it all up for the rest of the month, and I was like, okay, I'm done. So for me, that was a really good way of doing it whilst I wasn't feeling particularly in a space where I did it naturally, because I think quite a lot of the time, me and you, we're just like, we like taking sexy pics of ourselves anyway.
It comes second nature. Especially if we've already got a setup and we're creating some content for a brand, or we're doing like a podcast thing. And then it's very easy just to be like, oh, okay, well, maybe take some nudes here and there, even if you don't want to. But we understand that taking nudes for us really helps with our mental health and our self-confidence. Yes. And so even when you don't want to do it, you push yourself to do it and you're like, oh my God, I feel so much better. I feel really good. I look amazing in those photos. And I wasn't feeling amazing. I think we have that understanding. It's like forcing yourself to go to therapy when you don't want to. You know it's going to be tough. But afterwards, you're like, huh, breath of fresh air, okay.
Yeah, I'd love to talk about like how the positives have I'd love to talk about the positives that come from doing OnlyFans content as well, because I feel like it was really part of the empowerment of myself and my sexuality after like that big breakup I had at the end of 2019, where I like felt like I really lost myself sexually in a relationship where I wasn't having sex. So OnlyFans really helped me kind of see what I've got and like how hot I can look and how sexy I am, and like it can be really nice and like affirming. You get so much affirmation from doing OnlyFans that, you know, people want to see you, people pay to see you.
And it's not even just about the money is obviously great, but it's it's about turning up for yourself and taking that time. It's almost a bit like self-care, where you are...
It is, in a weird way.
You're looking after yourself. You're there. You're posing. You're saying good things to yourself. Again, it's visual affirmations, isn't it? It's like, fuck yeah, I look good there. Anytime you get a negative thought in your head about yourself, you need to accept it, understand it, push it away, but then tell yourself that, you know, you fucking look amazing for whatever you're going through. And of course... I try so hard not to talk about the money when it comes to OnlyFans or sex work, because we glorify and we justify it because of the money. You know, a lot of people are like, oh, you do an OnlyFans, but yeah, I bet you make a lot and that's why you do it, right? And it's like, well, no, really, I should be able to do OnlyFans and earn nothing. And I think that that's so important with, it's the empowerment. It's not just putting something up on a system and earning money from it. It's creating that space and time for yourself. Like, you can get all that goodness and empowerment from not putting anything up for the public to see, or for anyone to pay for. It could just be yourself. But there is that extra element, added element. But then again, it turns into a business. As soon as you put it onto OnlyFans, you are a business. You are a whole team. You're your, like, equipment, and your camera crew, your fucking marketing team, your PR, like, you're everything when you do that.
It's kind of what you were talking about with Danica in that episode a couple of weeks ago, a few weeks ago, where the money is part of the turn on for doing the job.
Oh my God, it turns me on so much.
Sex work is an interesting one, obviously, because not many people can go to work and get turned on by their work.
Yeah.
And like, there's part of the transaction that is on turning, I would say.
Cash. There is nothing sexy than doing something and getting cash for it. The high that you feel.
Feels good.
The high, oh my God, it's inexplicable. Yeah. And I'm just like, I feel amazing doing this and you're paying me to do it. Like, what the fuck?
Oh my God. There was like, I can't remember when it was, like maybe last year at some point, I lost my Fitbit at the gym.
Oh.
And I was like, for fuck's sake, I don't want to buy another Fitbit. I need to upgrade. I need like to go to the next level because I just can't get another one. And I was like, I want an Apple Watch.
Yeah.
And I was like, but I don't necessarily have like just the cash to like splash on a new Apple Watch. So I was like, okay, I'm going to come up with a concept for my OnlyFans, do a pay-per-view thing, which I hadn't really done before yet. And I earned enough money to buy myself an Apple Watch and more. And
amazing.
I was like, that felt great.
That's a turn on, right? Such a turn on. And it's just, it is nice. Like, I get so many gifts, you know, Amazon wish list gifts. I have a foot slave that just wants to buy me shoes all the time, which blows my mind. And I'm so grateful for it. It's crazy what people will do when it comes to sex work. But also, sex work isn't just money. It is exchange for goods as well. It's still part of the sex work umbrella. But yeah.
And there is something to say about, like, you're not just giving away a good. You're giving away yourself in a way, which is kind of based on, like, you know, everything that we do for our jobs is giving away us, like giving away our energy.
It's that weird balance of giving away yourself. Someone on Twitter said some shitty comment about, like, you're just marketing yourself as like a piece of meat. And it's this idea of like selling your body and like you said, giving yourself away, a part of you away for money.
But they don't say that about influencers,
well,
do they?
They don't say that about any other fucking job. What do you think a builder does? He's not sitting there getting empowered for laying brick. Or,
yeah, he's using his muscles.
Yeah, what do you think, like, someone sitting in an office doing, like, accounting does, you know? They're selling their body as well. It's just in a very different way. The only separation is that there's sex involved. And it's, like, the whole shame that the world feels about sex makes sex workers easy to discriminate against.
Mate, I was fucking dignitized.
When I was with my ex, like, I spoke about our, like, stuff, I guess, a little bit on the podcast. Mm-hmm. But I didn't, you know, I didn't post us. I didn't post pictures of us. No one knows who he is. So that was like keeping like a clear boundary and like keeping something for myself, which I think there's something to say for in this line of work where you just keep something for yourself.
Yeah.
I guess I'm just saying that it's hard because you're giving away so much sometimes.
You need to find your individual coping mechanisms and what works for you and how much you want to pour yourself into it. Like we all do when we have a job that maybe we don't like, or we're not finding that respects us, or we don't earn enough money. If we're feeling like that, then we don't put our wholehearted 100% into it. We leave some back, or maybe we turn up late, or we just care less. And I think that that's a process that we need to take. The good part about sex work in that, yes, it is stigmatized and not many people do it, is how lucrative it is. We wouldn't be earning this amount of money if everyone did it, if the whole world saw sex work and OnlyFans just like any other job. It would just come back down to what, like £15 an hour or something?
That is very true. Yeah, because there are less people doing it, we earn more.
Yeah, the fact that we do give part of ourselves away with our work, with the podcast, with our social media, with YouTube, that's why people like us. That's why people love us. And that's why we have our faces out there, and we have gotten so big because of that very reason. It's like some fucking crazy balance of trying to figure out what works best for you as an individual. And there's nothing wrong with pulling back. If you need some time to pull back and really evaluate and assess how comfortable you are with the situation, you can do that. Or you go in full hog and be like, fuck yeah, I want to do it like a gangbang with 30 dudes. And that's quite extreme, but you know what I mean?
Yeah. Changing the subject slightly, how do you feel when you have to do content when you're not feeling sexy?
That's tough. I know that it's just turning up for myself. It's that feeling that you get before you have to work out or before you eat something healthy that you're not craving, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, okay, just push yourself to do it. But you feel so much better for it when you do.
You really feel
like a new person. When I sit there and do a content creation day, and I'm dreading it, or I've put some customs off for a while because I'm just not feeling it, and I'm just... and then I get them done. I'm like, oh my God, that was amazing. Why didn't I do that sooner? Like, this is why I do this job.
Yeah, I always forget that I actually kind of enjoy it. Like when I was in LA and I was like in the mood where I was just like, I don't want to be doing this, fuck this.
Yeah.
And then I did the day and I was recording the ASMRs and I was getting really turned on. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, this is why I do this, because I actually enjoy it.
Yeah. Well, sex is such a huge part of our identity and lives. And it always has been. And that's why, Florence, you and I do Fucks Given and Come Curious, and we are the way we are.
Yes.
But I think for a lot of people, sex isn't. And it wouldn't work for them, the sex work, because... We find sex and body positivity and all that stuff really empowering. It helps us like see the world in a better light and helps us breathe the air we breathe. But for other people, I feel like they want that because we glorify it. You know, that's on us. That's our bad. We glorify it so much that we make everybody else want to do it when it might not be the right job for them. It might not be the right setting for them. But they need to figure that out by themselves and...
Gotta try these things, I
guess. Yeah, see what works best for you. You know, maybe the thing that empowers you is painting and selling your paintings or doing fucking spreadsheets. I don't know. Like, you've got to figure out what makes you feel good about you and your day-to-day job.
It's interesting the effect that it has on, like, relationships as well, and, like, how some people are so pro it and then others could be so, like...
Anti.
Not wanting you to do it. Because I feel like if I had started OnlyFans when I was with my ex, he would have like been like, absolutely not.
Well, I mean,
like,
yeah,
I'm
he
not
was
okay with that.
He was still uncomfortable with us doing Come Curious. Like, there were moments
I
don't know how you feel about this. And that's fine. He's allowed to feel like that. You know, we're not going to magically make him feel like he should be fine with it, because that's his upbringing. Those are his issues.
Yeah. But I guess my last ex, he was so proud of me, and it felt so nice to have a partner that was just like, yeah, like, it's so cool that you do OnlyFans, and like, it's really, really awesome, and have that support there. How's it been in your relationships?
It's been very positive. Very positive, wink. Yeah. Well, I was very honest about it when I was dating, and it, to be fair, in my last relationship, like, he was very supportive. But I think towards the end of our relationship, it did create a divide between us because it really showed how different we were as people. Though he was very supportive, I think he sort of realized at the end, like, actually, yeah, I think I did have an issue with it and I just didn't realize, which, you know, is fair enough to say. Frustrating because we communicate a lot about it, but it's not my fault that he didn't even recognize he wasn't okay with it. And it's the same with Sam and I. I spoke to him about it the first time we met. I even think it was on my dating profile on Field saying that I have an OnlyFans, that I am a sex worker. Obviously, that's quite confusing on dating profiles because people think you're there for work, not for pleasure. But when we met up...
I would probably avoid that.
Yeah. When we met up, I was very honest and he was cool about it. And of course, I showed him all the back end of stuff and we talked about it a lot. Any worries that he might have had, then talked about it. I think that's important. Communicated. I hid nothing. I think that's very important to say. You have to be honest about absolutely everything. There are some things that Sam isn't comfortable with and he's working on it. Again, we're working on it together. And there are some things that I have stopped doing to make our relationship, to make sure that he feels secure within this until I can start doing it again, until he sees that there is no threat, that there is no issue with it. It's a long, long battle. It's not going to happen overnight. It's not going to change overnight.
Yeah, I feel like it's compromise at the end of the day.
Yeah.
I would love to have a partner that was like up for being involved in it in some kind of way. Like, that would be super hot.
Having a partner that comes and joins you and helps you with your sex work, your OnlyFans, makes it a collaborative project and makes it more exciting. But, you know, to be ethical, we have to pay our partners a good salary. We can't just be like, you gotta do that. Can you take loads of photos of me for free? Or at least, you know, some kind of exchange. Like, I'll buy the takeaway tonight if you hold this dildo.
Help me out on this. Yeah.
Some shit like that.
Can I use your hand as a prop?
Oh, yeah. You just made me think. Maybe I should do like a hand sucking video.
Oh my god, yes. I literally have been asked to do a custom of that, which I'm very excited about.
Oh my god, really?
I love dribbling.
Oh yes, you told me about this. You know what? Yeah. I had a really odd custom request recently. I don't want to say odd because that's shaming, but it was something I hadn't done before, and it was like a video of me like lying back and choking myself and having my eyes roll into my head.
I had the same one.
Yeah, have you done it? Did you say yes?
Yeah, yes. I did it. Yeah.
I actually hurt myself choking myself out.
Did you?
And then
wow, I didn't.
It pranged me out because, again, living on my own, I was like, how easy would it be for someone to come and fucking do this? Like, I was just like freaking myself out. I was like turned on and also fucking terrified. Like,
yeah. Yeah, the real life threat.
So, yeah, I think we both agree involving your partners is a great idea.
Would be fun.
If they want to involve, but you're right.
If they want to.
The compromise. And I hate the word compromise because I feel like no one should have to compromise.
But relationships are compromise.
It's
people are different. There's never going to be a situation with a relationship where there's absolutely zero compromise. Yeah. I don't believe that exists.
I can't believe it exists. And if it does exist, then someone's not being honest with themselves.
That's hot. So the Curious Fuck has actually asked us some questions about all this.
That's nice.
Should we look at them?
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Okay, so the first question is it possible to do it anonymously? I get this question quite a lot from friends.
Yeah. Lots of people want to do it, but they're worried about the anonymity. I guess, yes, of course there is a way to do it anonymously. It's just, I think it's going to be so much harder for you to earn any return. You are working triple, if not quadruple, the amount and putting the more content out there and more exposure out there. Because unfortunately, when people want to get off, they want to see faces. They want to see that you're proud of doing what you're doing. A lot of people can't connect if they don't have a face there. If it's just a body, maybe if it was just like, you know, if they had like a body part fetish, like, arse or feet or, I don't know, armpits. That could work.
I feel like the only way it would work is if you came up with, like, a really cool kind of, like, character or persona that people, like, loved. And it wouldn't necessarily... Yeah, I guess, like, you could do, like, cosplay.
Yeah, actually, that a character, a version that isn't you. I suppose that's what porn stars have. People in the adult industry, they have a pseudonym, they have somebody that isn't them. But like, we are living proof that being yourself and having an OnlyFans and having it completely out there in the open shows that people want to see it more. People are more excited to join, to see you. Have you ever been worried about your friends or family reactions?
I would say never been worried about friends' reactions because I feel like because of what we do anyway, everyone's pretty like open to sex in general. Yeah. And like, I think most people I know are pro sex workers.
Mm. Or it's the people we choose to have in our lives, the friends that we choose to have. If they're anti, we kind of fade away.
Yeah.
If they're positive,
I've had weird reaction. My mum, when I told her, she's just like, cool, yeah, I just don't really want to know.
Okay, nice.
Like,
nice little mum.
Just you do you.
That's cute.
She's fine with it. Mm. She just doesn't want to hear about what it actually is.
Yeah, fair enough.
My dad, on the other hand, had like a bad reaction and he was just like, oh, Florence, you're way too intelligent to be doing this.
Oh,
like,
God, a classic.
Yeah, it was not the best reaction, but you know, what's a dad gonna say about his daughter being a sex worker?
Yeah,
like, dads are always gonna feel weird about that, I think, because they are like also an audience of that.
Yeah, and they see themselves, they know how awful men can be because they are that person, and they're like, I want to protect,
literally.
But instead of saying, I would just like to protect you, it comes out in like a really stupid way.
I mean, they've obviously looked at porn themselves and like wanked to porn, and they just don't want to imagine that that was their daughter.
Yeah, they don't want to or imagine that other men are doing that to their daughter.
Yeah.
Instead, we should prop the questions and be like, this is what makes me feel whole and empowered, and this is what I love. I enjoy this so much. Now I do sex work, you know. I have an OnlyFans. Like, I have bought a house because of OnlyFans. Like, how do you feel about it now?
Yeah. What about you?
So it's similar. I think my mum has always known that I was definitely into, I love the sex industry. I think when I was 17, I was like, I want to be a topless model. And she was like, okay, don't know how I feel about that. Especially because I was underage. Fair enough. and she knows me. When I think she was the same sort of on the same lines as you, as long as you're safe, do what you want to do, do what you enjoy. I think she still has a lot of stigma, you know, brought down, taught down to her. Because for a long time, I feel like she was unsure about it, but she made a real effort to ask about it. You know, she was like, so how's your OnlyFans? Or like, how's your OnlyFits page doing today?
Cute.
Thanks, Mama. And you know, if she sees a news article about OnlyFans, she'll send it over, or about the sex industry and sex work. There are some things...
I think my mum did that as well.
Yeah.
She was like, oh, there's an exhibition in London about sex work.
Oh,
you might be interested.
Oh, that's lovely. Thanks, mums.
Yeah.
Really trying, because it's like, you can still see they're not 100% happy. They would much prefer we went to law school and buried ourselves in debt, but you know.
I just remembered that when I went to LA once with my mum, and there was a sex worker protest, because it was when all the like Sesta Foster stuff was happening.
Yes.
And I wanted to go and document it because I was making a documentary for Vice. And I didn't have a car, didn't drive over there. So I was like, Mum, will you take me to this sex worker protest? And so my mum came with me to this protest. And like, before the protest, there was like a little gathering inside of this building, and like, people were talking, and a lot of like porn performers were talking, sex workers were talking about like how sex work has been so beneficial to their lives, and basically just telling their story. And I was so happy that my mum was there
to hear
all of that. So I think probably from that day, and she saw like, obviously, like how happy and empowered and like everyone on this protest mm-hmm. was, and she got to experience that. So that was something really amazing for my mom.
We need more of that to show to people that think that sex work is all bad or shameful.
Yeah.
I did just think, you know, I think a lot of the shame is when maybe they're talking to other people and they're like, oh, so what does your daughter do? Or you want to explain what your daughter yes. does. And the last thing you want to say is like, oh, my daughter's a sex worker, because that comes with a barrage of questions. And again,
yeah.
all the negativity that we've badly and wrongly learned. So I think a lot of that is the fear of like what other people are going to think. Because they just want us to have like, what, the easy life? Even though this is my easy life. This is my dream fucking job, you know?
Yes.
Dad, on the other hand, very much like, okay, all the poor men. Like the dad jokes, and he's just sort of like bumbling along like, yeah, whatever. I suppose it's also, you don't have to go in deep with the details.
No.
You know, you make the choice of how much you want to reveal to your parents. I'm not sitting yeah. there like, yeah, so like I do foot sessions and people sit there sucking my toes for a wad of cash, because that would make them feel uncomfortable. Instead, I'm like, so I'm an activist and I talk about foot fetish for people, and I do that online, and also OnlyFans, yes. you know. You make yes. that choice. You make the rules.
Mm-hmm. So the next question is, what's the best way to get new subscribers?
So Florence and I have actually been talking about this, because our OnlyFans has yeah. seen a huge drop in subscribers mm-hmm. compared to over lockdown and what yes. it was. And of course, we had the big news about OnlyFans, like getting rid of sex workers, which was great promotion for OnlyFans, as well as people were in lockdown. They didn't have anything better to do apart from be online. So we saw a mm-hmm. huge explosion. We were really lucky that we were part of that explosion of people on OnlyFans. And now, as the real yeah. world has moved on, and people mm-hmm. are worried again about money and trying to make quick savings, and maybe a bit bored of OnlyFans, and they're looking for the next big thing, we've seen a massive yeah. drop. I'm on half the amount of subscribers that I once was on.
Wow.
Even though I've upped my content and I'm doing higher levels. So it doesn't yeah. it doesn't make a difference on really what you're doing and how much work you're putting in there. I think there's been a general dip in everybody's subscription accounts, in everybody's yeah. online sex work.
I would say the best way to actually get new subscribers, though, is one, doing collabs with other people that do OnlyFans.
Yeah.
Twitter, like Reddit, like kind of get your marketing game on,
yeah,
basically.
Get your name out there and be smart about it. You know, of course, like with Instagram, you can't post that all over your page because it'll get removed. But yeah, things like Twitter, yeah. you can be as explicit as you want. You know, I've created small little clips and put them on places. GIFs, you can put on images.
Yes, I love doing the GIFs.
Putting it out there, making sure link's very clear. But I think for the most part, collaborations is where it's at, is working with other OnlyFans accounts that have people that are already paying for it, that are already subscribing. So it's easy just to click through and click yeah. subscribe. I would definitely suggest doing that.
Well, curious fuckers, I hope you loved that discussion of our OnlyFans. So obviously now you want to go and subscribe to our OnlyFans.
Of course.
At Florence Curious.
Oh, I love this. And wait, it should be onlyfans.com/readamberx, just like my Instagram yeah. handle. Yeah. Got to yeah, do the shameless yeah. promo. Like, come check us out. Come say hi. Write on the comments. Write us a DM. Let us know that you love the podcast the episode, because that's really meaningful for us. Like, it really means a lot. And
just having the support there, that people, you know, come and pay for our content is... Yeah, it's everything, really.
It really is everything. It's helped us create Come Curious itself, like all the sex yeah. work we've done. We would yeah. never have been able to have this podcast without it, have the YouTube channel, have our social media, because we would have had spent all of our time doing 9-to-6 jobs, you know?
Yeah. So if you love this episode, please share it with your friends, your family, imagine.
Yeah, share it with your dad. Yeah, send it to your brother. Get your sexy aunt involved.
Share it with all your friends that you've had conversations about OnlyFans with. And obviously leave a rating and a review because it helps get the podcast into more people's ears.
Yeah, and if you are on OnlyFans yourself, if you are a sex worker, we hear you, we feel you, we're there for you. We want to help spread the word and destigmatize all the shit that we've been through all these fucking, what, thousands of years, and actually make it into like, yeah, we want to do this. We love this job. It's empowering. But if you want to keep up to date with us, please check us out on Instagram at Come Curious, as well as our personal accounts, Florence Bark and Reed Amber X.
Woohoo. Yeah, I think that's it. And that also it? There's merch. There's merch on www.comecurious.co.uk. Get a cool little t-shirt and tote bag.
Yes.
Get some stickers.
And we will see you next Thursday.
See you next Thursday.
Love you all. Bye. Mwah.